We are now holding in Simin Tov Lamed Vov.
The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Vov, discusses a case in which one will be traveling overseas for the Yontov of Pesach. The Gemara discusses three cases. Case number one is discussing where the person will be leaving his home 30 days before Pesach and will not be returning until after Pesach. He is therefore not required to be boydik, since at the time of his departure, the obligation of bedikas chometz is not yet chal. The obligation does not exist. At that point, when he is leaving, he therefore does not need to be boydik. Once he is gone, and the time does arrive for Bdikas Chometz, because it is almost impossible in that case for him to return, the Chazal allow, in this case, a person to rely on Bittel. In case number two, where he is leaving within 30 days of Pesach, since the obligation to check is already chal, he therefore must be boydik. And in case number three, is even if he is leaving 30 days before Pesach, and there is no chiyuv chal, but since he will be returning before Pesach, we have to be concerned that he might return close enough to Pesach, and he will not have enough time to do a proper bedika, and therefore be in a situation of actually having chometz in his house on Pesach. The Mechavra says, "Hamefarish miyavosha liyan, o yoytze b'shayora." He's traveling overseas, or he's traveling on a journey in a caravan. Ve'enoy maniach bebeisoy mi sheyvorech. He does not, and he's not leaving anyone else in his house left that could do the bedika. So what does he do? The halacha is toich lamed yoim zokik livdik. Within 30 days, he must do a bdika. Which means, of course, a regular bdika at night with or haner. And then followed by a bittel. However, since he will not be continuing with a bir chometz, but rather he will be eating chametz after this bedika, because Pesach is not going to be tomorrow, it won't be for possibly another few weeks. So since there is no bir chametz, the bracha that we make on the bedika, al bir chametz, cannot be said, according to the Ramah at least, because as we know that the bracha made on the bedika is usually made on the process of being boiled the chametz and being mevar the chametz. Since he is not going through that process, the bracha on the bdika cannot be made. Okay, now once the house is boduk, it should be closed off until Pesach. Now, if he does forget to do the bdika the night before he leaves, it should be done instead the next morning before he leaves. If he is leaving family members in the house through Pesach, then instead of him being boydik before he leaves, the halacha is that he should really appoint the other family members to be boydik and be mevatal on or the yadalid as the halacha requires. If the bedika was not done before departure, what's the halacha? Does he need to return from overseas to do the bedika? The bir halacha brings a machlekes apoiskim. According to the Magen Avraham, the answer is yes. You must return. You have a chiyuv bedika. However, the Beis Meir disagrees and says that here he would say that once he is already gone, there's too much difficulty here. Chazal do not obligate a bedika. Unless he knows for a fact that he left a kezayis of chametz, which would create essentially a chiyuv deraisa of bal yirah. However, in case of hefsin meruba, it would be a great financial loss. There, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that we would rely on the bittul. The second case brought is as follows: Koidim lamed yoim ein tzorich livdik. If the person is leaving before lamed yoim, since at this point, as we explained previously, there is no obligation in effect to be boidik. So therefore, at the time when he leaves, he does not need to do a bedika. And now, once he's already gone, and the time does come for him to be boidik, since he does not have access to his chametz, he is overseas, the halacha is he does not need to do a bedika. All he does is a bittul. However, according to the Magen Avraham, that is only true in a case when there is only a possibility of chametz. If we know for a fact that there is chametz in his house, the halacha is that before he leaves, he must dispose of the chametz. Owning chametz on Pesach is nisa bal yira, and bittul cannot be relied on. That is the shita of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah does bring in the makilim. There are those that disagree with the Magen Avraham. He brings a whole list in the Shaar Tzion of poskim that say that even if we know for a fact that there is chametz, the halacha is if this person is leaving 30 days before Pesach, he does not need a bedika. The Ramah says, "Kishabia Pesach yivatlenu," and this applies to all cases that whenever Pesach comes, a bittul must be done. The third case is the sheet of the Rambam, and the Mechaber says, "Vim daiter lachzor koidim Pesach." Now here, although he has left Lamed Yom before Pesach, but if his intention is to return before Pesach, the halacha is tzorich livdok, he must be boidik, v'acher kach yetzeh, and then he can go. The chashinon, shemiyachzer erev Pesach, min hashmashos, he's going to arrive right before Pesach, lo yeh lo pnai levayah, and he will not be able to do bir. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this din is primarily relevant to one traveling long distances. However, there are some poskim that say that even for a short-term travel, there is also room to be machmer and do a bdika before you leave. The Mishnah Berurah says that the truth is it really depends on the situation and it depends what the possibility really is that there might be a delay. The Mechaber continues with a similar case. V'chein ha'oisa beisoy oitzer toich shloishim yoim zokuk livdok v'achar kach koines oitzroi l'soichoy. Someone wants to make their home into a storage area, which makes the chametz and other on the floor of the house inaccessible. And the idea is like this: that we chametz, which is in a situation where it is inaccessible, is within the concept that we learned previously in Siman Tov Lamed Gimel of chametz shenafla alav mapolis. In other words, the halacha is that if the chametz is not motzui, it's chametz which you have no, which is out of your reach, it cannot be accessed on Pesach. The halacha is on that chametz there is no din bal yirah, and therefore it is enough to do a bittul and no bdika is required. So in our case, when you have this oitzer, you're creating a storage area and you're piling up different items which you're storing, and there is chametz sitting underneath, which is becoming completely inaccessible, the halacha should be that it's comparable to nafla mapoilus, and no bdika should be necessary. However, as we'll see, there are several different cases here, and it depends when this otzer was created. The Mechaber says that if you are ready within the 30 days before Pesach, since the obligation of the bdika is already chal, you can therefore not escape your chiyuv by creating this oitzer or this mapoilus. The halacha is that bdika must be done. That's the first case. In the second case, again, this is similar to the three cases we discussed previously. When a person is traveling overseas, he's in the beginning of the sif. The Mechaber says, "Koidim lamin yoim, im daita lefanos koidim Pesach." That even if, again, he did create the oitzer before the 30 days, koidim haPesach, if he intends to clear the storage area before Pesach, again here we are concerned that maybe the job will not be completed in enough time to allow for a proper bdika. And therefore here too, a bdika is required. Mechaber says, Tzorach livdok, the halacha is you have to be boidek, v'achar kach oseh oitzer, and then you can go ahead and make your oitzer. However, if he has no plans of clearing away the oitzer before Pesach, the halacha is ein oitzer livdoik. As we explained before, this is a perfect example of an oitzer that was created before Pesach. At this point in time, there is no existing obligation in boidik chametz, and now the chametz is underneath the oitzer, and therefore, when the time comes to be boidik the chametz, there is no chiyuv, because right now the chametz is underneath an oitzer. It's chametz shenafel shal mapoilus. It's completely inaccessible. There is no big bdika. All that you need to do is a bittul, and you're finished. Now the Magen Avraham points out here, and we really mentioned this before, is that this is only true in a case where there might be chametz underneath the oitzer. If, however, we know for a fact that there is chametz, in that case you cannot rely on a bittul. A proper bedika in beer must be done. The Mishnah Berurah brings again here those that disagree, they're those that are mekel, and say that even in a case of vade chametz, no bedika is required. Okay, now we go on to the Ramah, where we're discussing also a very similar case. We're going to see one interesting twist to the halacha here, though. The Ramah is talking about the following: V'oitzer chitim sheyesh chitim mechumotzim v'kakoy sabor. We have, as I said, it's similar, where we have here a wheat storehouse, which has on the bottom part of the storehouse, on the ground, in some type of pit, it has chitim chumotzim. In other words, it's raw wheat, but the halacha is that raw wheat can also become chametz if the wheat becomes wet and it begins to ferment. So it could also be considered chametz. So the halacha is, im nase ha'oitzer lamid yoim koyd no pesach. If this oitzer was also created before the lamid yoim koyd no machag, einu zokuk levar. Here too, there would be no chiyuv to do beer. The oitzer is created on top of the chametz, and the chametz becomes inaccessible. So there is no chiyuv bdika, which is ever chal, and halacha is mevatle beliboy v'dayo. Now the same halacha would apply in a similar case. This is a little bit parenthetical, that if the wheat was piled up even after the 30 days, where it is this man of chibdika, but if in this case the wheat underneath has not yet become chametz at the time when it was piled, when the wheat was piled up, so and afterwards it does become chametz. So here again, so at that point when it becomes chametz and the chibdika is chal, there is already an oitzer existing. The chametz is at this point inaccessible, and no bdika is required. Now here the Rama adds the twist. He says like this: Mila achar haPesach kishelafanah oitzer, also lehenu is miyosin chitin. Now here the halacha is that after Pesach, you come out to your wheat, and you take out your wheat, and you're ready to use your wheat. The halacha is the wheat that is chametz cannot be used. It's osur b'hana. It's as though it is chametz she'avul of a Pesach, which Chazal gave a knas and said that even though it's after Pesach, you still cannot use this chametz. And the question here is, now if Chazal is saying that this is comparable to chametz, to the case of Mapoilus, where the halacha is you do not need to do a bdika and beer and remove all the chametz. It's enough to do a bittul. So you were ready, so you did everything that you were supposed to do. So why is the halacha that we're giving you, that Chazal are enacting some type of knas or some type of din here that says that the chametz is also bahana? And if the chametz is as though it's chametz shavrot of Pesach, that means we're allowing the person to do bittul and to own chametz on Pesach. The Bi'alacha has a very interesting solution to the problem. He says like this, that now the problem with the bittul here is that under normal circumstances, bittul really solves any problem. But here, the bittul is a bittul in which the person being mevatel says, right now, my chametz is hefker, it's ka'afa d'alma. But the truth is, he intends, after Pesach, to go back and reacquire the chametz. The halacha is that is not considered a bittul. We therefore say that this chametz will become osur b'hana. The chametz is completely forbidden after Pesach and cannot be used. Now, once the halacha is that the chametz is going to be osur b'hana after Pesach, so that means his intention originally was not to go back and reacquire the chametz, because the halacha is that you can't use the chametz. Therefore, therefore the bittul now becomes halachically considered a valid bittul. It is not a bittul in which he's planning to reacquire the chametz, and all that is necessary is the bittul, and there is no iser bal yirah. The Rama adds, "Bim ein sham chametz yadua el safak mutar limkar ha'oitzer kach." That in the case where the chametz is chametz she'ein yadua, we do not know for a fact that it's chametz. The halacha is you can really use all the chametz, and you're allowed, and that means you can take the chametz after Pesach and sell it all for a profit. The Mishnah Berurah explains that since there is really here a sfeik sfeika. In other words, even if the wheat that is found to be chametz after Pesach, who says that it actually became chametz on Pesach itself? Maybe right now or after Pesach it became chametz. And even if that is the case, that it did become chametz on Pesach, who really says that it's chametz? Maybe it has the appearance of chametz, but in reality, it is just wheat that is either it's boiled or moldy, and therefore seems to be chametz, but is not really chametz at all.